श्री परमात्मने नमः। As we all know, experiencing the self or experiencing God is the only aim of human life. And unless this happens, life remains unfulfilled, incomplete, and there is never stable peace and happiness. I again and again say, as great saints have said, that fortunate are those human beings who try to understand and come to the conclusion that this is the only purpose of human life. This is the only purpose of human body. And this word only is important. It takes a long time to understand that how it can be the only purpose. There is no other purpose. This is to be understood. All creatures in the world have in their lives the factor of pleasure and pain. If human life comes to an end, concerned only with these two things, pleasure and pain only, then there remains no difference in the life of human beings and animals. It is the common thing. A question arises, what is the distinguishing feature of human beings from other animals? The answer is very clear. The distinguishing feature is that all animal life is motivated by instinct, decided by nature, while in human life the most important element is the factor of discrimination. The faculty through which human beings decide what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad, what should be done, what should not be done. This faculty of discrimination is not found in any other creature except human beings. They go by the pull of attraction created by nature according to their individual nature. The animals have their individual nature also. It is only in the case of human beings that in almost all situations they have before them two, three or more than that alternatives. Which way to go, this way or that way? If freedom is available, they can go to the left, they can go to the right. And it is through the faculty of discrimination that they decide what is right and which way to go. If a question is asked, what is the yardstick or measurement for progress in human life? If this question is asked, and it's very important, we should know, we all should know whether we are progressing or not. Then how to judge? Different people would like to give different measurements. Quite a large number of thinkers say that the material condition, prosperity, money, or articles at the disposal of human beings for their enjoyment, what is known as material prosperity, that is the yardstick. They put into various groups many nations. These are the developed nations, these are the developing nations, these are undeveloped nations, like that. Categorizing the nations and the people through the yardstick of material prosperity. But a question arises, is it the only element, the material prosperity, to judge whether human beings are progressing or not? If deeper thought is given, the conclusion will be, it is not. Is material prosperity meant for human beings, or are human beings meant for material prosperity? What is the means and what is the end? The end are the human beings. Do they really become happy always by possessing more wealth, better houses, better cars? The reply is in the negative. They do not. There are nations at the top of material prosperity, but statistics shows the largest number of crimes in different forms, and the use of drugs, cruelty. And when in the most prosperous countries, people are unable to have a sound sleep without pills, is that progress? It is a simple logic. Anybody can understand it. Money in itself has no value, has no worth. Better than money are objects. You don't use money, you use articles. You will say we purchase articles through money, all right. But you eat bread, not money. And better than things are living beings, the creatures. Better than things. Things are meant for them. So, better than money are the objects, the things, and better than things are the living beings. And among the living beings, better is the human being, the human body. How? If you take from only from economic point of view, bodies of animals many times are more worthwhile or costly or giving finance than human body. As I said the other day, when animals die, their hide is used. In the case of some animals, their bones, their tusk is of great value of the elephants. In the case of human beings, this body is not of much use at all. So from that point, body of animals is better. I should not say better, is of more economic value. But then, why do we praise human body? Why do we say human body is the best? It is the best because here in this body alone, God is experienced. The final truth is known. From this only, from this angle only, this human body is superior to other bodies. This is the point. Not from the point of view of enjoyment or pleasure. Pleasure and pain, they are not the criterion to decide whether human body is superior to other bodies. Human body is superior to other bodies because the faculty of discrimination is found only in human body. The faculty to decide what is right and what is wrong, it is not found anywhere else. Therefore, human body is superior to other bodies. If we apply the criterion of pleasure and pain only, then a saint has said that there are dogs with many rich people who lead a very luxurious life, which is not led by human beings. The dogs have air-conditioned rooms and have fans, and they travel in big cars, and they are fed with so many things, meat, bread and milk, but they are dogs. They cannot be better than human beings. So the importance of human body is not to be judged from the angle how much comfort the body gets, but how much the faculty of discrimination is there. The faculty of judging what is right, what is wrong. So it is in this way that this evolution should proceed. We should give more importance to objects than to money, and from objects more importance to living creatures, and among the living creatures then of course importance to human beings because of discrimination. If there is no discrimination, no importance. And in this way we realize the aim of life. Realization of this aim happens only after great training, great discipline. Because as human beings, as we are born, we bring with us many tendencies of animals, of the animal world. And it is through the faculty of discrimination that we have to rise above those tendencies.